Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the ages to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve chronic pain, reduce stress, and even cure diseases. And now, musician and author Michael Tyrrell has created Whole Tones, the healing frequency music projects. These frequencies were studied in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now you can benefit from this revitalized ancient healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home, car, or office. Reward yourself with the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music so that you can begin benefiting right away. Just visit WholeTonesLive.com and get a free sample of these soothing, relaxing, revitalizing musical tones. Visit WholeTonesLive.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTonesLive.com. WholeTonesLive.com.
So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And often it throws him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Hi, I'm Pastor Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. I want to thank you for this time that we can just say la in the Word and just meditate and just see what God has to say to us today. I'm reading from the Gospel of Mark chapter 9, but I really want to focus on one verse. I started at verse 21, but I really want to focus on the next two verses. Verse 23. Jesus said to him, if you believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. My goodness. Can I relate to that? I can so relate to being on fire to God and Jesus, you are my rock and my fortress. I'm one of those guys that when worship is really hitting, you just feel like you can almost levitate and then you hit through that exit and then life happens and it hits you smack. And it's like, God, what happened to all that zeal? What happened to all of that trust? What happened to all of that love and passion that I was feeling for you? Well, life happened. So I ask a question as I'm about to meditate with God's word. God, how can I trust you? And I don't know about you, but I've been through some stuff. And I'm not even talking about before I got saved, before I went into the watery grave. I'm talking about last month, last week, this morning, this day, going through some stuff. And the question begs, God, how can I trust you? How can I trust you that you will answer this prayer at this time? I need you to move now, God. Please help a brother out. Well, thanks be to God that he doesn't just allow us to ask rhetorical questions, but what he does, he allows us to come into his presence and to spend some time with him. And I don't know what you're going through, but I know it's something. I know there's some issue, there's some mountain, there's some giant, there's some challenges that you are facing. And you really need to know, is God hearing me? Is God present? Can I really reach the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? Well, let me share this with you. Some basic instructions before living earth. One of the things that I found to help my trust and my confidence in God to be where it is right now is this. I need to understand that I need to have a spiritual intimacy with him. In other words, God has to be in me, and it has to be in me to the place that I'm aware of it. I have to be comfortable in his presence. I have to be comfortable to tell other people about his love. I cannot be afraid of him. I'm speaking about the kind of fear, false evidence appearing real. I can't be afraid of him, but I have to understand that he is my father. More real than my biological father. He's my father. That type of intimacy really changes your situation and your circumstances when you're pressed between a rock and a hard place. Now let me take you back to the Word. Here you have Jesus. He's back on the scene, and his disciples are unable to cast out a demon. They're unable to speak the word and miracles to happen. And everyone is wondering, what's happening, Peter? What's happening? Gentlemen, Thomas, what's happening? You are unable to move. And this father, and I can relate to this father, he's at his wit's end, pulling out all of his hair. He finally brings his son to the disciples, a.k.a. the church. He brings his son to those who have the power to make a difference. And when he brings him there, they pray, they do what they have to do, and nothing happens. But then Jesus comes. So Jesus asks the question. He says, what's up? What's happening? What's going on here? And they explained to him, we tried it, but nothing happened. We gave the word. We prayed that prayer. What happened? And the father says something that honestly, it touched my heart. The Bible says, immediately the father cried out with tears and he said, Lord, I believe. I believe that you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe that you are the Messiah. I believe that you are God. But help me with my unbelief. In other words, God, how can I trust you now? I need you now. I want to believe you now, but I need some help. How can I trust you? It's a question that from time to time we ask ourselves, and I'm here to assure you that trust fills in the gaps. That's the beautiful thing about trust. It actually fills in the gaps in our life. We move from faith to faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. He is God. He can do anything. He does all things well. He can do all things but fail. But we live in a place called life. And life happens. And when life happens and we are hit with situations that are so devastating, that are so impossible and hopeless, we need to trust in God. And I have found, it's been my experience, that God's word is true. If you have your Bible with you, I need you to turn with me to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I love it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and to lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It is so true. Whenever we don't think about it, but we focus on God, whenever we don't try to figure it out in our own strength, it reminds you of the scripture that the Lord said to Zerubbabel, it's not by might nor by power, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord. God has a way of coming to our rescue at 11:59:59. Brethren, I'm telling you, God is great. He can be trusted. He can be trusted. He's both faithful, true, and just. But there's another process that many of us don't really care to acknowledge. That trusting in God does require both you and I to wait. We have to wait on him. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. God is God all by himself, and he does whatever he pleases. And there are times where God will allow us to go through some very icky and sticky situations. He allows us to be hit sometimes by the tsunami of life, not because he's cruel and not because he's not passionate about us, but he understands that when we get hit with difficult times and we trust him, and we wait on him, our faith moves. Listen to this in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11. It says, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and his judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, O you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commands for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirm it to Jacob for a stature, to Israel for all everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan and all the allotments of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few and a stranger in it, when they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked the kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophet no harm. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders amongst all the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heaven and earth. Honor and majesties are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar. Let all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. The trees and the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation, to gather together and to deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, amen. And praise the Lord. He is a God that can be trusted. He is both faithful, true, and just. And I'm telling you from one person to another person, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what the doctor had said, regardless of what the mortgage company has said, regardless of what the school is saying to you, regardless of how big and how vast that mountain or that giant is, if you would only say to God, I believe in you, I hope in you, I'm going to wait on you, watch and see what he will do. Every single time I have ever been in a situation, every single time I was at the end of my rope and I have authentically called on the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I'm telling you, he has come through for me. He has come through for my family. He's come through for those that I know and love. I thank God for his goodness, and I thank God for his grace. God can be trusted. It only takes just a little faith. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Blessings.